This is all over now. Let's go.
She didn't answer. There was no one in there anymore. I sank into the sofa and closed my eyes. I could feel the strength going out of me, from my fingers, my shoulders, my neck, my legs. The pain of my wounds began to fade as well. My body was losing all sense of mass and substance. But this gave me no anxiety, no fear at all. Without protest, I gave myself up, surrendered my flesh to some huge, warm thing that came naturally to enfold me. I realized then that I was passing through the wall of jelly. All I had to do was give myself up to the gentle flow. I'll never come back here again, I said to myself as I moved through the wall. Everything had come to an end. But where was Kumiko? Where did she go? I was supposed to bring her back from the room. That was the reason I had killed the man. That was the reason I had to split his skull open like a watermelon. That was the reason I... But I couldn't think anymore. My mind was sucked into a deep pool of nothingness. When I came to, I was sitting in the darkness again. My back was against the wall, as always. I had returned to the bottom of the well. But it was not the usual well bottom. There was something new here, something unfamiliar. I tried to gather my faculties to grasp what was going on. What was so different? But my senses were still in a state of near total paralysis. I had only a partial, fragmentary sense of my surroundings. I felt as if, through some error, I had been deposited in the wrong container. After a time, though, I began to realize what it was. Water. I was surrounded by water. The well was no longer dry. I was sitting in water up to my waist. I took several deep breaths to calm myself. How could this be? The well was producing water, not cold water, though. If anything, it felt warm. I felt as if I were soaking in a heated pool. It then occurred to me to check my pocket. I wanted to know if the torch was still there. Had I brought it back with me from the other world? Was there any link between what had happened there and this reality? But my hand would not move. I couldn't even move my fingers. All strength had gone out of my arms and legs. It was impossible for me to stand. I began a cool-headed assessment of my situation. First of all, the water came up only to my waist, so I didn't have to worry about drowning. True, I was unable to move, but that was probably because I had used up every ounce of strength. Once sufficient time had passed, my strength would come back. The knife wounds didn't seem very deep, and the paralysis at least saved me from having to suffer pain. The blood seemed to have stopped flowing from my cheek. I leaned my head back against the wall and told myself, "It's okay, don't worry." Everything had ended. All I had to do now was give my body some rest, then go back to my original world, the world above ground, where the sunlight overflowed. But why had this well started producing water all of a sudden? It had been dried up, dead, for such a long time, yet now it had come back to life. Could this have some connection with what I had accomplished there? Yes, it probably did. Something might have loosened whatever it was that had been obstructing the vein of water. Shortly after that, I encountered one ominous fact. At first, I tried to resist accepting it as a fact. My mind came up with a range of possibilities that would enable me to do that. I tried to convince myself that it was an hallucination caused by the combination of darkness and fatigue, but in the end I had to recognize the truth. However hard I attempted to deceive myself, it would not go away. The water level was rising. The water had risen now from my waist to the underside of my bent knees. It was happening slowly, but it was happening. I tried again to move my body. With a concentrated effort, I tried to squeeze out whatever strength I could manage, but it was useless. The most I could do was bend my neck a little. I looked overhead. The well lid was still solidly in place. I tried to look at the watch on my left wrist without success. The water was coming in from an opening, and with what seemed like increasing speed. Where it had been barely seeping in at first, it was now almost gushing. I could hear it. Soon it was up to my chest. How deep was it going to get? "Be careful of water," Mr. Honda had said to me. I had not given any credence to his prophecy. True, I had not forgotten it either. You don't forget anything as weird as that. But I had never taken it seriously. Mr. Honda had been nothing more than a harmless episode for Kumiko and